overall, you'd have to say that you looked the better side. I mean, apart from scoring a goal, you did everything right today.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure, remember last time I was manager, the amount of times I said nous. If we've got that little bit of nous in and around in the final third and pick the right pass, and sometimes it just let us down today because we've done brilliant to get there and then it's just the wrong option at the last minute, and or it's under hit or over hit, or because we've broke really well on them on lots of occasions, and it's just that little final cuteness in and around the 30 yards from goal. So, but that's something we'll. But no, it was a good performance from every player on the pitch. Played really well today.
Fascinating game to watch as well from a coaching perspective. You were very flexible in your thinking in the way you set the team up, weren't you?
So, do I sound like Guardiola now? Are you thinking? No, it's just, no, we made a change because, listen, I try and worry about us more than the opposition, but I've got to give them, I watched them the other week and, you know, if you allow them to make the pitch big, they can destroy you. They're a good team and they've got good players for this league. So, but I thought our shape and the way we went about the game was really, really good, and it's down to the players at the end of the day. I can give information and tactics, but they went out and done the jobs they had to do.
Perhaps you could and should have won it, but you also had to rely on a great save by Coleman towards the end of that game. It was a terrific effort from Grigg, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it Grigg or... Yeah, was it? Yeah, it was a great one-handed save, yeah. Like I say, he hasn't really had anything to do, Joel. So that's what he's there for, you know. It's a great save, strong arm, and he, you know, and he's end up clearing it, but other than that, he hasn't had too much to do. But there are the times, you know, when you're right, we rolled down, looked better, but I think we deserve to definitely get a point, and I think we're a bit unfortunate not to get the three.
Now, you take momentum to Blackpool, don't you? Because you must come away, your team anyway, must come away from here very confident.
I hope so, yeah. I've just said that to him. I can't, you know, the way they've gone about the game, and the fans, I think the fans have seen that we are a good team. We had a good team. We've performed really well today. And that's what we've got to keep them standards up. So I said before, 8 or 9 players, give me 7, 8 out of 10 every week, we'll win games. And that's what we've got to try and do. And performances were very good today.
What's your view of Blackpool and where they are at the moment? I mean, I know you say it's about what you do and what your team does, but what about them?
Blackpool have been on a good run. I know they got beat today, but no, I respect Neil McDonough. He's an excellent coach. And it's a tough game. They're in and around us, and it's a big game for us. We've got to try and go. Hopefully they don't gain any advantage from the game when we play them. We know we've got a couple of games in hand, but we know the importance if we can win the game, and then the games in hand look really, really interesting.
We're calling it a 6-pointer then?
Well, you can call, but every game for us is whoever we're playing here. Listen, we've played. Listen, I'll take something from the game today. The performance was very good, and we've just got to keep them standards up.